Well, good morning once again, everyone. That was loud. Some thoughts this morning that I wanted to bring to us, really to our remembrance this morning. And I think the thoughts really placed here because I won't be here during the week of the U.S. Thanksgiving. And so on my heart this morning was that word Thanksgiving, what I wanted to bring to you and wanted to share to you and call to our recollection. And I want to read in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20 to open us this morning. And the Apostle Paul here says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to speak this morning specifically in two areas of thanksgiving that we are to have. And we know about Thanksgiving and that we are to have thankful hearts, but I also think it's wise for us to remember and to recall what it is. And I'm going to show you something. It'll make sense why, and I think it's important that we pause to reflect and to remember the things to be thankful for in our lives, for we are richly blessed. And I want to talk about two specific areas. I want to talk about the temporal, and I want to talk about the spiritual, and I want to reflect upon those this morning and give some examples and some things that we need to remember. And I want to talk about the temporal and the spiritual by reading one verse out of the book of Alma in the fifth chapter this morning, and it's verse 40. And it says, asking for whatsoever things ye stand in need, both spiritual and temporal, always returning thanks unto God for whatsoever things you do receive. You know, and we know that we look to Him as our God, and we look to Him for everything that we stand in need of. And it says both spiritual and temporal. And we do. We fall upon our knees and we commune with our God, and we ask for those things physically that we have needs for, and we ask Him for the things that we have spiritual needs in as well. And the part I want to reflect upon today is this, the latter part of this, which says returning thanks unto God for the things that we receive. For the things that we receive and being blessed temporally, and for the things being blessed spiritually. This morning, I'm just going to play a short video for you to talk about the temporal, to talk about the physical things that God gives us. And there's really no word, there's just a few words in there, but it's to cause us to think this morning and to reflect a little. So I'm going to play it. And I don't have the verses today, I'm sorry, in a PowerPoint form. I'm going to cause you to pick up your scriptures and follow me today after I show you the video to follow the readings that I have for you this morning. So I'm going to play a short video clip for you.
Lord, I'm struggling. Show me what I have to be thankful for.
Thank you.
Lord, I'm struggling. Show me what I have to be thankful for.
So, good video, right? Helps us to remind us and put things into perspective for us, and I want to recall that this morning. I want to recall the many things that we have to be thankful for, and I want to start with the temporal things. I want to start with the things that we saw in the video, and we saw this man, you know, and he was questioning the things that he had to be thankful for, and he had everything, didn't he? Just like we do. From running water to clothes to a car to being able to see and the many blessings he was giving. So we have much to be thankful for when it comes to our physical, when it comes to our temporal needs, and we know the video kind of says it all. And I don't know if you've ever heard this saying. It says, there are flowers everywhere for those that want to see them. There are flowers everywhere for those that want to see them. I'm sorry, it's playing a loop here. I got to just turn it off real quick. So, in other words, we have to put our heads up in order to see that the blessings are there and actually acknowledge them and see that they're there when we're, like the man in the video, you know, he's just living through it, not realizing that he's being blessed immensely. And we need to reflect and we need to recognize the goodness of our God. I want to start the readings for these temporal blessings by reading in the book of Psalm, and I want to read the 95th one. The 95th Psalm, verses 1 to 6. Psalms 95. Verses 1 to 6. It says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great king above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. And we have to give thanks to God for everything. For he did make everything, including the land, the seas, everything that's before us. He is the Creator. And to him goes the thanksgiving and the praise for being that. I want to read another one in Psalm that I have, Psalm 8. I just have one other reading in the book of Psalms. Psalms 8, 1 through 9, actually the whole Psalm. It says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, and thou hast mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thine hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, all the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. Our Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Reason to give thanks to our God. He is the one who made us. He is the one who made mankind. He is our Creator. Says that he's given us dominion, and we know that dominion means, you know, control or authority. And he's given us control or authority over the works of our hands, and he's put all things under our feet and giving us the authority of all the animals that are before us, the fish and the fowls of the air. That he has given us that responsibility. He has blessed us with that, if you will. In Matthew, I want to read a familiar verse as well, Matthew chapter 6. This is Jesus speaking, and you've heard me read this one many times before, Matthew 6:28. I'm going to read 28 to 34. It says, And why take ye thought for the raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, for the saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink of it, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You know, we know that God provides for our every physical need that we have. You know, and in here he gives us the example, and he talks about the lilies of the field. You know, they grow and they don't spin, they don't fret, they don't worry about it. And he gives the comparison of Solomon. And why does he give the comparison of Solomon? Anybody know why? Solomon had everything, right? He had it all. He had everything and anything that he needed. He was one of the richest men that ever lived. And he gives the comparison of a lily of the field that doesn't even fret, you know, and to Solomon who had everything. And he says, I'll take care of you. He says, seek first the kingdom of God. And so we have that God provides every physical need that we have. And we're very fortunate that we have the shelter that we have. We have the closets of clothes, you know, like we saw on the video, and the cupboards of food in our kitchen. And we take for granted how fortunate we are and how many that go without daily. And I want to remind us of that this morning. Remind us of how well that God takes care of us and gives us our every need. Turning over in the Book of Mosiah on page 222. I want to read a few verses to you in the Book of Mormon, page 222. Actually, I have a number of readings in the Book of Mormon today. Mosiah, one verse. It's verse 36 on page 222. It says, and now if God who hath created you, on whom you are dependent for your lives and for all that ye have and are, doth grant unto you whatsoever ye ask that is right in faith believing, then ye shall receive. Oh, then how ye ought to impart of the substance that ye have one to another. And I wanted to read this verse this morning to remind us, you know, that again, our God who has created us and everything that we ask for Him and He provides for us. And there is a requirement that He has for us. And He says that we are to impart of our substance to those in need. And you know, I think of the time of year, especially that we're on, when we are thankful for the blessings that we have, the physical things of this world that God blesses us with. And the requirement that He has for us, and He says to just impart of our substance to those that would stand in need of as well. And so we have that duty, I believe, to do that. I want to read one more concerning the temporal, concerning the physical. I believe it's a pretty important one. At page 717, I'm going to read one verse to talk about it. Page 717 in the Book of Mormon, Book of Ether. And we've been talking about it in Sunday school a little bit, concerning the Book of Mormon, concerning this land. And so we have the decree that we're familiar with in this reading in the Book of Ether in the first chapter, verse 35. It said, behold, this is a choice land, and whatsoever nation shall possess it shall be free from bondage and from captivity and from all other nations under heaven, if they will but serve the God of the land, which is Jesus Christ, which hath been manifested by the things which we have written. You know, we should be thankful and need to be thankful that we live in lands of freedom. We live in lands that are free of bondage, lands that are free of captivity from all other nations. They don't rule over us. And we live in a land that is dedicated to the worship of Jesus Christ. You know, and I want to say that one again, that you know, forget that we have a land of freedom and freedom of speech and the right to bear arms, and you know, it goes on and on, those types of freedoms. But the one that I'm really talking about is that we have a freedom to live on a land that's dedicated to serving Jesus Christ. This land is different than other lands. It has a specific dedication. It has a requirement, as we know all too well what's facing our nation here, and that they're turning from God. And we know the decree of the land that must happen if the people of the land won't follow God. But we live in a land that is dedicated to the worship of Jesus Christ. We live in this land of freedom. And I know that, you know, just like the video I showed up here, we could have attached to that video the freedom that we take for granted and don't recognize maybe all too often, and give God the thanks for that freedom that we enjoy. And so I give you some examples of the temporal. I give you some examples of things that we need to be thankful for, and those many physical blessings that we have, from clothing to our shelter to running water, to the food that we have, to our physical freedom that we enjoy, to be able to worship freely, just as we do this morning. And so I want to go to the second part. I want to go to the spiritual aspect, and I want to talk about the thankfulness that we need to have regarding the spirituality side of our life and the things that God blesses us with spiritually. Turning to page 431 in the book of Alma, I want to read to you just one verse here as well. Page 431, verse 238. And that ye live in thanksgiving daily for the many mercies and blessings which he doth bestow upon you. Yea, and I exhort you, my brethren, that ye be watchful unto prayer continually, that ye may not be led away by the temptation of the devil, that he may not overpower, that ye may not become his subject at the last day. For behold, he rewardeth you no good thing. You know, and we know that that we are to be careful by praying unto him continually, and we pray unto him that he will protect us against the temptations that are out there, and he does that, and that he won't overpower us and become his subjects, and we pray for that, and we receive that. And he also says in here, he says that for the many mercies and these blessings that he gives to us, you know, and when I look up the word mercy, and to understand it, it says that mercy is compassion toward an offender. It's compassion toward an offender. You know, and we are all offenders of God's law and his commandments, but yet he has mercy upon us. And to that we are to be extremely thankful that he has this compassion toward us being an offender. And I want to tie another verse into that on page 220, actually a few verses regarding this mercy that I think we need to be extremely thankful for and need to reflect and to remember on it. Page 220, verses 16 to 22. It says, and again, believe you must repent of your sins and forsake them and humble yourselves before God and ask in sincerity of heart that he would forgive you. And now if you believe all these things, see that you do them. And again, I say unto you, as I have said before, that as ye have come to the knowledge of the glory of God, or if you have known of his goodness and have tasted of his love and have received the remission of your sins, which causeth such exceeding joy in your souls, even so I would that you should remember and always retain in remembrance the greatness of God and your own nothingness and his goodness and his long suffering towards you unworthy creatures. And humble yourselves even in the depths of humility, calling upon the name of the Lord daily and standing steadfastly in the faith of that which is to come, which was spoken by the mouth of the angel. And behold, I say unto you, if you do this, you shall always rejoice and be filled with the love of God and always retain a remission of your sins. You know, we need to rejoice and we need to give thanks to God for this mercy because he forgives us of our sin. That, you know, we are nothing. We are nothing before him. That he says, come, and he accepts us, and that we are to repent on our knees and to enter into the depths of humility before him. And so he blesses us with this mercy and this compassion towards us, the offender. Turning to the book of Jacob on page 175, I want to reflect upon another spiritual part that we need to be thankful for as well. Page 175, book of Jacob, verses 2 to 4, says, but whatsoever things we write upon anything, save it be upon plates, must perish away and vanish away. But we can write a few words upon plates, which we'll give to our children and also to our beloved brethren, a small degree of knowledge concerning us or concerning their fathers. Now in this thing we do rejoice, and we labor diligently to engrave these words upon plates, hoping that our beloved brethren and our children will receive them with thankful hearts and look upon them, that they may learn with joy and not with sorrow, neither with contentment nor concerning their first parents. For this intent have we written these things, that they might know that we knew of Christ and we had a hope of his glory many hundred years before his coming. And not only we ourselves had a hope of his glory, but also all the holy prophets which were before us. You know, I think we need to remember and to give thanks to our God that we have been taught of him, that we have maybe not grown in the church or have had that knowledge from the time you know that we became of age, if you will, but that we have a knowledge today. We have a knowledge today of Christ. We have a knowledge of the truth. We have the righteous knowledge of him. and it's a blessing that we have to be thankful for, that we have been given this, just as the record was I just shared with you in here, that they were given this and that they didn't reject it. And today we need to rejoice in that and give thanks to our God for the knowledge, for the simple knowledge that we have in knowing our Savior Jesus Christ. Another one, page 441, Book of Alma. I want to continue with a few more spiritual blessings that we have in which we are to be thankful for. Page 441. Page 441, Alma 17, verses 66 to 68. It says, "And now remember, and now, my son, remember the words which I have spoken unto you. Trust not those secret plans unto this people, but teach them an everlasting hatred against sin and iniquity. Preach unto them repentance and faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. Teach them to humble themselves and to be meek and lowly in heart. Teach them to withstand every temptation of the devil with their faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. Teach them to never be weary of good works, but to be meek and lowly in heart, for such shall find rest to their souls. Oh, and remember, my son, and learn wisdom in thy youth. Yea, learn in thy youth to keep the commandments of God. Yea, and cry unto God for all thy support." Again, to be thankful that we have been preached to, that we have been taught of this knowledge, to have faith on Jesus Christ. We need to be thankful for that. That we have been taught to not be weary of good works. That we have been taught to help the needy. That we have been taught to help our brothers and sisters. That we have been taught to speak words of kindness. To be thankful that we have been taught the commandments. The commandments that are before us of God, even though they're a hard thing for us to follow, and we struggle in keeping these commandments and doing our best to be diligent and being obedient to God, even though it's extremely hard for us to do, we have to be thankful that we have the knowledge of these commandments. Thankful that we're given the knowledge that we're to go to God for all of our support that we need. You know, he doesn't say you're on your own. He says, come unto me with any support that you need. Come to me. And we're given that knowledge to cry unto God. We're given the knowledge that we don't have to go at it alone. That God can be our strength. We know that he is our yoke. Remember the yoke like the oxen. He says to put my yoke upon you and to not go through it alone, but that he'll go through it with us. That he will help us through the times that are hard. We're given that knowledge. And for that, we need to be thankful. Page 351, staying in the Book of Alma, page 351, read verses 28 and 29. It says, "But that you would humble yourselves before the Lord, and call on his holy name, and watch and pray continually, that ye may not be tempted above that which ye bear, and thus be led by the Holy Spirit, becoming humble, meek, submissive, patient, full of love, and long-suffering, having faith on the Lord, having a hope that you shall receive eternal life, having the love of God always in your heart, that you may be lifted up at the last day to enter into his rest." You know, we need to be thankful. We need to be thankful that the Lord doesn't allow us to be tempted above that we can bear, even though at times we feel that, Lord, this is more than I can handle. This is more than I can take. We're given this promise that he's not going to go beyond what we can bear. We need to be thankful that we are led by the Holy Spirit and that he has created that it would lead us and guide us and direct us in all things. And, you know, I could go on for hours about the Holy Spirit and what it is for us and the direction that it has and the comforter that it is for us. And we need to be thankful that, especially those that have entered into baptism, have been given that Holy Spirit to be with them. We need to be thankful for that and rejoice in that. We need to be thankful for the hope that's within us concerning eternal life. You know, we have that hope. Many others don't have that hope of eternal life. They have no hope when they go through the day and they just go through it, not knowing that there is a life eternal and a potential, could be a reward or it could be a penalty, depending upon where we go. But we have that hope that's within us. And we're thankful for having the love of God in our hearts. We're thankful for that. We know when that's upon us and we bear that. When we have the example of the vision of Lehi and Nephi, when they partook of that fruit of the tree of life and they partook of that goodness, we know what that's like and we are to be thankful for that. But another one in Alma on page 434. I know I've been bouncing all around here in the Book of Alma, but there's some really good scripture readings in here. Page 434, I just want to read to you verse 3. It says, "And now, O my son Helaman, behold, thou art in thy youth, and therefore I beseech of thee that thou will hear my words and learn of me, for I do know whosoever shall put their trust in God shall be supported in their trials, their troubles, their afflictions, and shall be lifted up at the last day." You know, I've read the scripture many times to you before, and I think that we have much thanksgiving and much praise to give to our God. I don't think there's any of us in here that can say that we're without troubles, that we're without afflictions that we go through, and that we're without trials that we have all gone through. Some of us going through them more often maybe than others. Some of us facing them today. Some of us tomorrow. We all know that they come upon us at different times, but we know that God has delivered us through many of them, through many troubles, through many afflictions, and through many troubles and trials that we have. And to Him is the thanksgiving and the praise. And we need to remember that and reflect upon that. Remember those trials that we have gone through and those troubles that we have suffered, and give thanks to God, for He has pulled us through them. Book of Ether, chapter 5, on page 748. Verses 28 and 29, page 748. It says, "I give unto men weakness, that they may be humble, and my grace is sufficient for all men that humble themselves before me. For if they humble themselves before me and have faith in me, then will I make weak things become strong unto them. Behold, I will show unto the Gentiles their weakness, and I will show unto them that faith, hope, and charity bringeth unto me the fountain of all righteousness." We need to be thankful for this weakness that's talked about here, because the weakness that we have as men causes us to be humbled. We need to be thankful that our God chastises us and He causes to correct us. We need to be thankful that He puts us back on that straight and narrow path when we stray, right? Just when my son needs chastisement or my dad's going to chastise me for something that I do, it's to correct me. It's to help me, to put me back on the straight and narrow. And we need to be thankful that as humans we have that weakness. We have that weakness, and the reason is so that we will cause to be humbled. I want to end with a reading on 3 Nephi here, page 628. This is Jesus speaking as He appears to them on this land. And as He appears to them, I'm going to read to you in verse 44. It says, this is Jesus speaking. He says, "Behold, I am Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I created the heavens and the earth and all things that in them are. I was with the Father from the beginning. I am in the Father, and the Father in me. And in me hath the Father glorified His name. I came unto my own, and my own received me not. And the scriptures concerning my coming are fulfilled. And as many as have received me, to them have I given to become the sons of God. And even so will I to as many as shall believe on my name. For behold, by me redemption cometh. And in me is the law of Moses fulfilled. I am the light, the life of the world. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And ye shall offer up unto me no more the shedding of blood. Yea, your sacrifices, your burnt offerings shall be done away. For I will accept none of your sacrifices and your burnt offerings, and ye shall offer for a sacrifice unto me a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And whoso cometh unto me with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, him will I baptize with fire and with the Holy Ghost, even as the Lamanites, because of their faith in me at the time of their conversion, were baptized with fire and with the Holy Ghost, and they knew it not. Behold, I have come into the world to bring redemption unto the world, to save the world from sin. Therefore, whoso repenteth and cometh unto me as a little child, him will I receive, for of such is the kingdom of God. Behold, for such I have laid down my life and have taken it up again. Therefore, repent and come unto me, ye ends of the earth, and be saved." I think above all, we need to be thankful that God has sent His only begotten Son to sacrifice Himself for our sins, to sacrifice Himself that we might be able to inherit the kingdom of God. I know today was short. I didn't have a lot of scriptures to bring to you, and I bring it in, if you will, and keep it short so that our focus will be on giving our God the thanksgiving. That we'll be thankful for the temporal needs that He provides, from giving Him thanks for blessing us with the shelter that we have and the homes that we live in, with every convenience of life that we have in our homes, to the closet of clothes that we have, to the plenty of food in our pantries, vehicles to go wherever we may want to go, jobs to provide us with income. and that we are to be thankful for the spiritual blessings that we receive from God. Thankful for that mercy that He has for us. We're the sinner, and He has mercy for us, and we're that sinner, and He forgives us. Thankful for the knowledge that we have in Jesus Christ, that whether we were taught as a young one or whether or not, we have the knowledge today, and we're to be thankful. Be thankful for His Holy Spirit. It leads us, it directs us, it helps us in all things. It gives us wisdom and knowledge and direction. We need to be thankful for that support that He gives us in our trials. May today you be recalled with a trial or a struggle or a temptation that you've gone through and that He helped you through it. And be thankful for that. Reflect upon it. It doesn't matter if it was last month, yesterday, or last year, or 10 years ago. If He pulled you through it, we are to give Him thanks and to remember Him for that. We need to be thankful for His chastisement. One of the hardest things to understand. I still have a hard time understanding chastisement and correction. It's extremely hard to do, but we need to be thankful for it. It helps put us back on that straight and narrow. And we need to be thankful most of all for Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father, so that our sins may be forgiven and that we have that opportunity of life eternal. So I pray today that your hearts and your minds as we leave and we part from one another today, that we would reflect upon Thanksgiving and being thankful for these many blessings temporally and these many blessings spiritually that God continues to bless us with and shower us with.